Subject, daughter in love with deadbeat. Good morning, Shirley and Steve. I'm writing about a situation that my daughter is in, and hopefully she is listening. She loves your show, so maybe your response will help her, and in the meantime, help someone else's daughter. My daughter is 30 and in a so-called relationship with this fellow. I call him a fellow because he is not a man. Men don't do the things he does. This fellow has 3 children already by 2 different women. Now he has 2 women pregnant, one of which is my daughter. The fellow is unemployed, so he can't help support anyone. He is over 30 years old and still walking around with plaits, not braids, on his head, looking like some creature from the Blue Lagoon. At times, you can run into him in the store or somewhere away from home with bedroom slippers on. Slippers were made for the house. He doesn't care what he looks like, so if he doesn't love himself, how can he love anyone else? He treats her like nothing. Whenever they're together, they argue constantly. By the way, he does not come around me or my family because he knows the deal. He nor his foolishness are welcome. She's always stressed out and crying over him. I've talked to her until I'm spent. Family members have talked to her, but to no avail. I've told her that this fellow isn't worth her tears. She wants so badly to be in a relationship with someone that she accepts whatever trash blows her way. One frustrated mother. All right, I'm a mother, so I definitely understand your frustration. We always want the best for our children. But just like when you were younger, the more your parents talk badly about your little boyfriends, the more you wanted to be with them. That's just the way it is. And you may be able to spot a bad man for your daughter, but what kind of example has she seen from you, Mom? I just got to ask you that. You said family members talked to her. You didn't mention anything about a husband, a boyfriend, a man, anything. So I got to ask you, have you presented her with any good role models? I'm just asking because you know our kids watch what we do. What we say, not so much. But she's grown now. Your daughter's 30 years old. So instead of tearing this guy down, who I'm sure deserves it if he's a deadbeat dad and doing all the things you said, try a different approach with your daughter. She needs to be built up. She needs to understand her worth. She needs to be strong for her unborn child. When she starts to understand her value, then hopefully she'll begin to realize that she doesn't need or want this deadbeat dad in her life. You know, in other words, Mom, you got to stay out of her relationship with him. Plain and simple. She's grown. Quake.
Forget it. It's a wrap. I mean, your daughter is with a bad dude. It's it. You can never tell a woman who to be with. And you keep on commenting on about it, it's just going to make her go back with him. I agree with you, Shirley. He's a bum. And he got her. That's a, it's a wrap. He don't have to work. He got them women to take care of him. He's a bum. He ain't got to go nowhere. He understand it totally. I see him today. I have 2 daughters. The only thing I say to them, when they meet him, please mess with somebody that your father's doing the same thing for you that I am doing for you. He at least have to come to the standard that I am taking care of. And then I pray a lot because you can never, and I learned this as being a man, you can never tell a woman about her man, and she's not going to get rid of him until she's ready to get rid of him. And you can bring everybody, the pastor, everybody, group meeting, intervention, that ain't gonna stop because she in love with that slipper wearing dude. And ain't nothing you can do to make her leave slipper alone.
Okay.
Slipper gonna stay.
Slipper
gonna be there. It's all the way back to the movies. You know, I understand? Sparkle. Bird can't fly 1
Sparkle.
Week.
Yeah.
You not gonna get rid of them. It's an age. So with 2 daughters of my own, I just try to give them the self-esteem they need to be treated the way their father is, and hope that they always understand. At least get a man that does for you the same way their father. But you can forget it. You can have all the speeches all you want.
Yep.
Slip ain't going nowhere. Slip it out.
Slip it out.
Slip it out.
Great advice, Quake.
Slipper.
All right, nephew, what you got?
All right, nephew, gonna shoot you straight. You're 30, so I can shoot you straight as I want to. This is not a relationship. This is a stupid situation with a stupid person. Bottom line, that's what you were in. So I want to ask you something. How are you special to this man? A woman is supposed to be special to her man. So how are you special if he got 2 babies on the way, already got some more babies? How he love you? That's impossible for him to love you. You're going through pain, suffering, you arguing with him, and until you let this man go, you're not gonna get no blessings. No blessings whatsoever. You holding on to what God wants you to turn her loose. and you're not going to get no blessings until you let it go. It amazes me. And this is Thomas Miles talking now. I'm sorry. Tommy ain't here right
now.
Thomas Miles. Who this is.
Say it.
All right. I ain't no relationship expert, nothing like that. But I don't understand how ladies always gotta have a man in order to complete themselves. You know what I'm saying? That bothers me that y'all always feel like you got to have somebody, some man to complete you, even if he trifling, even if he ignorant, stupid, deadbeat, whatever it is, you feel like you got to hold on to that because you want to be able to say that you got somebody. You got to break away from this and be yourself. Fall in love with yourself first before you fall in love with somebody else. The airlines gave us a good example a few years back. You know what they did to us? They started charging us for baggage. Guess what? It's happening to you. Let your baggage go. And guess what? The blessing going to be on the other side. I'm sorry. It's Thomas Miles this evening.
All right now.
All right, Mom.
Go ahead.
Tell your daughter what the nephew just said, okay? And the letter's posted. Go to steveharvey.com and click on the strawberry letter, and you can make your own comments, okay? Coming up, Quake.
Can I go back to being stupid, please?
It's going to happen anyway.
Yeah. You don't have to ask.
All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.